The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
St. Peter speaking on behalf of Pot for Tots.
What's this? Pot for Tots. Pot for Tots is a great charity. You know, if assholes and douchebags have their way, there's not going to be any pot or weed when the kids grow up, and they're not going to have anything to smoke. That's bullshit. But we here at Pot for Tots, we want to save Mary Jane, because we know all the kids being born now or babies now, and life's going to suck when they get older, and they're going to need some weed to smoke. So please consider making a donation to Pot for Tots. 1-888-POT-TOTS. That's 1-888-POT-TOTS. Pot for Tots. Where will the tots get their marijuana in the future if we don't do something now? Huh? I'm asking you a question, motherfucker. Where's the pot gonna come from? Pot for Tots.
Cool.
Stone. You can put your weed in there.
Stone is Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh! Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Fuck yeah. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 46. Welcome, everyone. It's Father's Day, June 17, 2018. It's Hour 2. This is officially Hour 2. If you missed Hour 1, go check it out on stonerjesus.net. The chapter 1, verse 46, Hour 1. This is Hour 2. If you missed Hour 1, a lot of great shit. Go check it out. Don't forget, we stream every Sunday night, the first hour, on video, for free, live on Twitter and Periscope, at StonerJesus420. You want the full 2 hours. If you want Hour 2, full Hour 2 on video, the only way to get it is to become a patron at patreon.com/stonerjesus420. You find our Patreon, all our social media, all that stuff linked at stonerjesus.net. All information on the show can be found at stonerjesus.net. Links to our social media, our sponsor banners, go check them out. They support us. So go support them. Also, the link to the Patreon. Become a patron of the show. You get the video. All the glory. All the glory of the video, the full 2 hour video. It's really top notch production work. The slideshow I'm about to do. How else are you going to see the slideshow I'm about to do? For, let me get the name right. Sorry, I forgot Father's Day gifts, because it's Father's Day almost over. If you forgot and you didn't get one by now, well, it's too late. You're done. You're done, son. So you need to get a gift that says, sorry, I forgot it. Here's your late motherfucking gift. That's what I got a list of coming up. Same period you should do lists. Hit the weird incest chest thing in the first hour. I can do list as well. This is my list. Sorry, I forgot Father's Day gifts that you can get for the father you fucking forgot about and you really don't care all that much about. You care so little, you didn't get him shit. Fuck him. Maybe he was an asshole. I don't know. For whatever reason. And again, if you don't have the video, how can you see this dope slideshow I'm about to present to you? It's the great shit. The great shit. I'm literally going to slide them. I'm going to slide them all in. That's the transition. All slide. All of them. Here's the first thing. List of sorry I forgot Father's Day gifts. First thing you can get your dad to say sorry I fucking forgot Father's Day, you piece of shit, is a hooker. Yeah, that's right. See it there. Hooker. If you didn't have the video of this, you would miss that. A video game hooker. That's funny as hell. But hey, maybe that's not enough. Maybe that's not enough to say, sorry, I forgot Father's Day. What else can you get your father, who you didn't care enough about, to get something on Father's Day and instead got it late and had to get him something by way of apology? How about two hookers? Yeah, that's right. If one hooker is good, two hookers has to be better. Simple math. It's simple math. If you think about it for a minute, you'll get it. Two hookers is better than one, especially those hookers. That's, yeah. Scrumptious. Scrumptious. Ah. Next on the list of gifts you can get to say, sorry, I forgot Father's Day, and get your dad a tie box. But instead of putting a tie in the tie box, you just put weed in it. Now, that's just a tie box you're looking at there, but imagine having weed in it. Because I couldn't find a tie box with weed in it. But he's like, he's, hey, oh, I got ties again. Oh, that sucks. And then he opens it up and it's weed. Bam. Now, I understand they're kind of long and thin, so you might not be able to fit much weed in there, but the whole purpose is to get, you know, the hey, oh, this is another shitty tie. Then, oh, it's actually weed. And it's awesome. What else can you get your father to say, sorry, I forgot about Father's Day? How about the season 2 5-DVD set of Father Knows Best? If you don't know what Father Knows Best is, especially on this of all days, well, God, I don't know what you've been doing. I don't know what you've been doing. You don't know Father Knows Best? This sitcom from like the 50s or and or 60s? Season 2. You'll be very specific. It has to be season 2 5-DVD set, as you see there. Representative. Father Knows Best. The next thing, you can get your father to say, hey, man, sorry this is late. Sorry I forgot about Father's Day. Is extends maximum strength male enhancement pills. That's right, boner pills. You heard me? Boner pills. Sorry I forgot Father's Day. Here's some boner pills. Extends. Last but not least on the list of gifts you can get to say, sorry, I forgot about Father's Day, comfy balls. Comfy balls. If you don't know what comfy balls is, look it up, bitch. If you have the video of the show, well, you see it right there, comfy balls. You want your father's balls to be comfy or not comfy? Huh? It's a serious question. It's not rhetorical. You need to decide how comfy you want your dad's nuts to be. Comfy balls. The Sorry I Forgot Father's Day gifts list. All good ideas. Get, as I said, for the father in your life that you didn't care enough about to remember Father's Day and get him something then, but maybe just kind of good enough to say, hey, well, the old man deserves something even if it's, you know, a week late. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 46, Hour 2. Like I said, go to stonerjesus.net for all information on the show. Check us out on cannabisradio.com as well. Also, Stitcher and iTunes. Don't forget Patreon, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Coming up, we have flying porta potties and a very tall 12-year-old. And then we have some classic bits coming up after that for you newbies. Maybe you haven't checked out what we got going on. You missed a lot. Many years, many episodes, many things, but that's okay. We're going to catch you up a little bit later in this hour with some classic bits here on the Stoner Jesus Show. Biatches!
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, Corlore 420. Check out corlore420.com, K-O-R-L-O-R 420.com, or simply click that Corlore banner on stonerjesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out Corlore. Click that Corlore banner on stonerjesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10. That's all one word, STONERJESUS and the number 10 for 10% off of any purchase at Core Lore. No minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on stonerjesus.net. Get to pressing. Get to extracting. Check out Core Lore and their banner on stonerjesus.net. And make sure you use promo code stonerjesus10 to get 10% off of any purchase. Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need. OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape. They got single seeds. They got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA.
Introducing 420 Cloud, ignited by MSIG, one of the fastest growing social apps around. The only app you'll need for all things cannabis. Find the latest cannabis news, videos, and stories, ranging from business and tech to sports and medicine. Start your career in cannabis by seeking, identifying, and applying for jobs through our expansive listings. For businesses, 420cloud.com features a full-scale cross-channel network, monetizing high traffic for big data conversion and analytics. Download 420 Cloud now from the iTunes Store or Google Play. MSIG.com is a publicly listed company on the OTC, symbol MCIG.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina. Candid.
I want to give you the inside story.
Captivating.
I want to introduce you to my kind and amazingly talented friends.
Compelling.
We get to meet some of the most amazing cannabis activists and warriors around.
Listen in as medical marijuana pioneer Dr. Dina shares never-before-heard stories, chats with cannabis insiders and celebrity friends, and provides invaluable perspective and insight into one of the fastest-growing industries in the world.
I want to share with you what was once confidential information. Let's expose the truth, discuss the issues, and learn the facts.
Cannabis Confidential, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. Stoner Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 46, hour 2. Go check us out on stonerjesus.net. Sponsor banners, social media links, Patreon links, you can get the full 2 hours on video. All that stuff. stonerjesus.net. Now, it's time for a couple videos from the interwebs, a couple things that happened, a couple stories, if you will. You know, the kind of stuff we do a lot of. Check out stories and weird shit that goes on around the internet. And the internet's great for that kind of shit. And this, well, this is particularly crazy. Again, if you don't have the video, if you're not a patron, you don't have the video of hour two, you're not going to be watching what we're watching. You just have to imagine it in your mind. For those of you who do have the video and are patrons, well, check this shit out.
How strong is the roaring wind at this park in Denver? strong enough to lift those porta-potties and send them flying into the air. Here's the worst part. One of them sprays, something all over the place. Those porta-potties weigh...
piss spray.
...up to 300 pounds.
300 pounds of fucking wind is lifting them into the air like they're nothing. Spraying piss.
The freak wind also plays havoc in a tent. Parents covered their kids with their bodies to protect them from flying debris.
Protect them from flying debris? Protect them from being taken away by the fucking wind? Those porta potties are 300 pounds. Those kids ain't no 300 fucking pounds. Get a good gust under like the shirt or something and boom. Off like fucking Mary Poppins. Piss spray. Some hardcore shit. Piss spray in the air. So it was like a sunny day too. It was crazy. Crazy wind. Though in porta potties, dozens of feet in the air. Crazy shit. This next story, I think it's like a foreign language story. I'm not sure. There's something up with it. Basically, it's about this 12-year-old kid who's very, very tall, and they're playing basketball, and he's, well, I mean, if you're watching the video, you, like I said, if you don't watch the video, you just have to fucking imagine a really tall kid among other kids who are not as tall. But if you're watching the video, you see that this kid is 12 years old and is 6'10". Oliver Olivier Rowett. Fucking huge. Well, I mean, he's 12, apparently, supposedly. I mean, I can't, there's no way for me to verify that, obviously. But he looks like he's about 20. And not only is he 20, he's almost 7'20". But it says he's 12. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, there's no way I can independently verify he's actually 12 years old. I'm saying, if you're not watching the video, he doesn't look it. He's taking fucking jump shots for some reason. The first thing I do is take this kid aside and say, dude, you have a foot and a half over every other person on this court. Stop taking fucking jump shots. You're not fucking Kobe Bryant, dude. Get in there and dunk it. Plus the basket looks like it's 8 feet, so he doesn't have to jump to dunk. So his height and how much taller he is than everybody else, combined with the fact that he doesn't have to jump to dunk, it makes it look ridiculous. It looks like this grown man is playing with these kids. There again, jump shots. Holy shit. I don't care how good your fucking outside game is, you dickhead. Crazy. Doesn't even have to jump. Dunk that shit. Dunk that shit. In your face, you little bastard. Yeah, that's right. Get into him. Oh, another dunk. Oh, he scored again. Oh, get back into him. Oh, they pushed him. That's a foul. I hope you can shoot free throws, bro. Oh, he can. Oh. Well, how about a block shot? Oh, that's right. Get that shit out of here, son. Get that shit out of here. It's my house. Oh, backwards dunk. Reverse. Oh, go in again. Lay it in. Holy shit. Oh. Brutal. It's just brutal. This little kid. Oh, dish it. Dish it to the big man. Oh, another block. Get that shit out of here. Oh, full court. The layup. Holy shit. You know, the sad thing about this is this kid is 12 years old, apparently. He's 6'10". I mean, how big is he going to get? He's going to end up like 8 foot, and he's going to have brittle bones, and his fucking legs and shit's always going to be breaking. So enjoy now, bro. Enjoy now stuffing on these kids who are 4.5 feet tall. It's midgets. So he's playing basketball with midgets. Another dunk. Look at that. Another dunk. Okay, we get the point. He's very tall. He's very tall. And I saw a written story about this, and someone said, well, it's not fair. I mean, I understand how you can look at it and say it's not fair, but if he's 12, it is fair. It's basketball. A lot of it is based on height advantages. It's one of the major aspects of the game is height advantages and matchups and, you know, If you can get a guard on a big man, you can drive by him. If you can get, you know, a big man on a guard, you can post him up and go low. And a lot of it's based on height, you know. If he's 12, he's 12. Yeah, I admit it's not, you know, you're not going to win that game. His team's going to win that game. It's not, but he's going to pay for it. Let's say he's going to end up like 8.5 feet tall and is this, you know, human body's not made for all that shit. And he's going to have a lot of problems. I mean, Manute Bol, he was 7'7". He just, you know, he wasn't scoring 40 points a game. He had problems. This kid's going to have problems, unfortunately. Of course, tomorrow I can see a story. It's like, hey, remember that 12-year-old? He's actually 22. He grew a beard during the game. They're like, oh, fucking kid grew a beard during the game. I call bullshit. I don't think that's right. He banged the teacher before the game. Anyway, so there you go. Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 46, Hour 2. We got some classic bits coming up, and then we're going to be up out of here. Make sure you check us out on sternjesus.net, of course. And, of course, if you want the full 2 hours on video, if you want the video of Hour 2 and all the Chapter and Verse videos, all the Chapter and Verse episodes on video, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. You bitches are awesome. Keep spreading the word about stonerjesus.net. Tell your homies. Tell your hoes. Tell every motherfucker so every motherfucker knows about stonerjesus.net. Peace, bitches.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here. Hey, are you looking for CBD products? Well, look no further than CBD Oil Solutions. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They are your one-stop online hemp CBD marketplace. Their CBD oil products include CBD vape oil, tinctures, capsules, isolate, topicals, and more. You can get free shipping on all domestic USA orders. They also have edibles, they have beauty products, and more. They bring you the best brands and the best CBD oil products on the market today, all in one place. Check them out. Click the CBD Oil Solutions banner on stonerjesus.net. They are a proud new sponsor of the show. Like I said, take your time. Go through all the products on the website. There's just too many to name here. CBD Oil Solutions. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20 and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. That's all one word, stonerjesus, to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. StonerJesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
Our mission is to discuss extraction, processing, business practices, and lessons learned with the established experts of the extraction process on Mission Supercritical, a service of Apex Supercritical, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Voober vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Voober vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Voober way.
Learning the benefits of proper nutrition, supplementation, and personal development to live a healthy and abundant life. Awaken, adjust, and aspire. High on Healthy. Mondays on demand. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
It's Dr. Seuss for stoners on the Stoner Jesus Show. Pass that bowl. Pass that bowl. I said pass that bowl, you Bogarting asshole. I do not like you holding it so long. I was ready to go get my bong. I want to get high too, not just sit here and stare at you. I would like to fire up that green and blow the biggest cloud you've ever seen. But you were puffing that bowl like a fiend. Yo, just pass that shit, dude. I'm fucking serious. Pass the fucking bowl right now. You're smoking up all the fucking weed, man. Yo, dude, I'm about to bust yo ass with this lamp. Now give me the fucking bowl. Stupid motherfucker. See? Damn, yo, it's cashed. Yo, you're bleeding on my carpet, homie. Homie? Hello. The name is Bong. Dick Bong. The ladies love me. And even some of the fellas too. Am I a dick? Am I a bong? I'm both. Pack some weed into my nutsack. Stick me in your mouth. Or your vagina, or your ass. Or your ear, whatever turns you on, and whatever gets you high. Dick, bong. I like my bong water neither shaken nor stirred. If you can spill that shit. Don't want to spill the bong water. It stinks, and it gets into the carpet, and then you need your carpet shampooed. Point is, don't shake, nor stir the bong water. Dick. Bong. Happy smoking. And or masturbating.
And now, the debut of Saint Peterspear. Basically, Saint Peter wrote some poetry. He wants to read it for you. So he tried to give us some highfalutin fucking name. Or himself some highfalutin fucking name. Where my fucking background music was going to kick in. St. Pierre, get that shit going.
Oh, yeah, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, thank you for the background music, too. It's very, sets the mood, if you will, for the greatness that's coming up. Here we go. You ready, Jesus?
Yeah, man, just do it.
All right, here we go. Poem by St. Peter. Hark! Where art thou? You step softly, but your stench is foul. I smelleth you coming, like after your vagina I doth plow. You needeth thy fragrant eve of summer, for your cavern's odor is quite a bummer. Thy petulant aroma thou doth admit makes me want to run and be done with it. Hasn't thou washed thou nether regions in recent seasons? Hasn't thou heard of simple water for whatever reason? Dost thou sleep with tuna between thy legs? Dost thou conceal within rotten eggs? The next time I seeth you, I better not smelleth you, or there will be hell to pay, I telleth you. Wash thou, twat.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Thank you, Peter.
Oh, you're welcome, asshole. Bam! Start some poetry on your ass, bitch.
And there he goes. St. Peter's Spear.